Alan Peters, lead guitar and voice with the Judas Freaks, watched Alienation run through their sound check. He was impressed. They were tight, fresh, had a lot of energy. If he'd been a disinterested observer, he'd have become a fan. But since he saw himself as a rival, he was worried, bloody worried. This mob would blow his band off stage. They were a new breed of rocker, bringing a much-needed breath of fresh air to a stale and jaded music scene, a phenomenon likely to dash his own musical ambitions. Alienation sound was good, too good. Peters walked over to Fred, the PA man they'd hired to do the sound on this tour. Fred, Peters said softly, you're a great sound man. The mix you've organised for Alienation is just a little too good. Do you get my meaning? Fred understood. It was standard practice to give support groups a terrible sound, to fix it with a PA man for them to have a rough time with faulty equipment, which will be miraculously patched up by the time the headliners come on. Normally Fred wouldn't have worked so hard on the sound for a support act, but for this tour he'd received special instructions. I'd like to help you, Alvin. Fred's voice was shaky. Honestly, I would, but I've had orders. I'm giving you orders, Peters said coldly. I'd like to obey them, but I can't. Fred's face was creased by worry. Derek Jacobs told me to give this group a good mix. He said if he had any complaints from the band or their management, he'd personally ensure that I never work for an IMC act again. Derek could force me out of business if he felt like it. He's a mean bastard. I wouldn't like to cross him. Peters screwed his face into a mask of rage. He lashed out with his fist and heard the satisfying crunch of splintering bone as the blow connected with his victim's jaw. Fred staggered backwards, spitting out gouts of blood and the occasional piece of broken tooth. The PA man hit a wall and slid to the floor. Then Peters' boots went in hard. The agony as a steel toe-cap DM's reined in against ribs and skull was almost unbearable. For Fred, unconsciousness came as a much-needed relief.